Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Masachas Yuma, and today we are learning Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Now, back in Perek Dalet, we said that there were two Se'irim that they would use on Yom Kippur, and through a lottery, they would figure out which one goes La'Hashem and which one goes La'Azazel. So, the last Perek taught about that which was brought for Hashem. This Perek is going to teach about what we do with the Seir La'Azazel. But first, we're going to have a Mishnah that tells us some of the Halachos that apply to both goats. So Shnei Seiri Yom Kippurim, both Yom Kippur goats, Mitzvasan Shiyu Shneim Shavim B'mara B'koma B'damim, they have to look the same, and the same color, they have to have the same height, they have to have the same value, U'B'likichasan Ke'echad, and they have to be bought together. V'afal Pi She'ein Shavim K'sherim, but if they're not exactly the same height or the same color, they're still going to be kosher. Lokach Echad Yom V'echad L'machar K'sherim, and even if you buy one today and the other the next day, they're still going to be kosher. Now what do you do if one of the goats dies? Mace If it dies before you ever did the lottery, before you ever cast the lots, so then take a partner for the second one, for the surviving goat, and cast the lots then. If you already cast the lots and then one of them died, then you got to bring two new goats and do a new goral with the two new goats. And you say, if the one that died was supposed to be the one Lashem, he's kind of top. The one that now has the Goral Hashem should take its place. Vim Shal Azazel Mason. If the one that died was meant to be Lazazel, Zesh Allah Goral Azazel is Kaim Tachtov, then the one that will now have the Goral Azazel would take its place. And in any event, the dead goat is being replaced by the goat from the new pair that has the same job that it had. And that leaves two goats that both have been selected for the other spot. And the halacha is that the goat from the first pair should be used. And the goat from the second pair grazes until it becomes, until it develops a mum, v'yimacher, and then you sell it, and use the money to pay for Karbanos Nedava. Shein Chatos Tzibur Mesa, and the reason they send it to graze and then they sell it is because a Chatos Tzibur that cannot be used is not left to die. So even though a private Karban Chatos that can't be used is left to die, that's not true by Chatos HaTzibur. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas, yeah, you can let this one die also, because even a Chatos Tzibur is just like a Chatos Yachid, it could be left to die. V'orama Rabbi Yehuda, another Pesach that Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishpach Adam, if the blood of the dam of the Seir LaHashem spilled out before you did all the sprinkling, Yomos HaMishalech, and the goat that, so then you replace it, and Yomos HaMishalech, and the goat that was selected in the first goral to be LaZazel is left to die. Mesa HaMishalech, if the goat that was meant to be sent LaZazel died before the sprinklings were done, Yishafech Adam, and the blood of the goat that was taken initially LaHashem is spilled. So Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah goes back to where it left off in the previous parak, which told us that after he finished the avoda of the Seir LaHashem and the par, the Kohen Gadol poured the mixture of blood into the yisod of the mizbeach, and the next step is to deal with the Seir LaHazazel. So balo etzel Seir mishtaleach. He then went to the Seir LaHazazel, the somek shteyadav alav musvada, and he leaned both of his hands on it, and he said a vidoy v'kacha yomer, and this is what the vidoy sounded like. He would say, Ana Hashem, avu pashu chatu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has done all sorts of averos. Ana Hashem, in the name of in your holy name, kaperna lavonos lepsham ulechatoim, give a kapara, an atonement for all of these terrible averos. Shav v'shapashu chatu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has done. Kakasu b'toras Moshe avdecha leimar, like it says in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, ki biyom hazeh yichaper leichem letaris chemikol chatuseichem lefnei Hashem tetaru, that this is a day designated for tara. And all the Kohanim and the people are standing in the Azara, when they heard the name come out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would bow down and they would fall on their faces, and they would recite, it's interesting, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do that, because he's the one reciting the Shem Hashem, right? Everyone else would fall down, meaning that seems to be consistent. I heard from Rabbi Reisman on several occasions, that when you have someone saying the Shem Hashem themselves, they're supposed to stand up, right? By modim, you bow, but you get up for the Shem Hashem. Whereas in the Beis Hamikdash, when you hear the Shem Hashem, you bow down. Because when a person is presenting the Shem Hashem, it should be presented with a sense of pride. When a person is receiving the Shem Hashem, it should be overwhelming, and he should react accordingly. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said that the two Se'irim for Yom Kippur have to look the same, cost the same, be the same height, but that's not ma'akiv b'di'avad. And the Mishnah goes through the details of what happens if one of them dies. If one of them dies before they did the goral, so then you just take a new partner for it. But if one of them dies after they did the goral, you have to take a whole new set and do the goral again. And you're going to use the first one and let the other one be brought out to graze and develop a mum. And there's machlokas whether you can let it die as well, because can you allow Chatos Sibor to die? And then in Mishnah Beis, we said he would go to the Seir Mishalech and he would say a whole vidoy on the Seir Mishalech, and part of the vidoy he would say the Shem Hashem, and all the Kohanim and the Am that were Omed in Bazara, when they heard the Shem HaMeforosh, they would all bow down on their face and say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso the Olam Ve'er. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.